Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Lone Star, episode 11, Immunity
Double
Challenge.
Digits, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, coming to you from Skidmore, finally.
Yeah. From Harlem.
Whoa, look
and
at you,
from
Lulu.
Whoa. Dark Vermont room.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Vermont. Oh, so like story about Lone Star. Today, I was, like, watching television, as per norm, and there was a commercial for this new show called Lone Star, except
really?
The commercial was, like, really, really vague, and I have no idea what the show is about, but it's called Lone Star.
It's about cowboys.
Wow. Maybe it's about country singers.
That ride on horses.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think my recording just cut off for 2 seconds. I mean, I'm recording now, but it, like, blipped or something.
Dun.
I have no idea.
Oh, well.
Whatever. It don't matter. We have 2 entries for tonight, so I want to get started because I'm sleepy.
Me too.
Second day of class is tomorrow.
I have work tomorrow.
Woo!
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. All right, so I think Dylan and Faded are up first, so let's go.
Up first is Dylan and Faded.
Faded bad news.
What's that, Dylan?
I'm gonna outlast you.
You wish!
No, like, seriously? I beat you on a Taylor Swift challenge, okay? Noob.
Well, I creamed you at Hannah Montana, one of the most legit country singers ever.
Well, okay, I guess there's one way to settle this.
Sing off!
Mock.
Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Burr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mockingbird now,
everybody.
Have you heard?
He's gonna buy
I'm gonna buy her a mockingbird.
And if that mockingbird don't sing,
he's gonna buy me a diamond ring.
If that diamond ring don't shine. Oh, it's sure to break this
heart of mine.
And that's why,
yes indeed,
I keep on telling everybody, saying,
yeah, yeah.
Whoa, hear me now and understand. I'm gonna find her some peace of mind. And if that peace of mind won't stay, I'm gonna find myself a better way.
If that better way ain't so, I'll ride with the tide and go with the flow.
And that's why, yes indeed, keep on shouting in your ear saying, yeah. Mockingbird.
You're doing it wrong.
What? I am not. You have, like, no energy.
Well, you have no emotion, bear of sleeping.
Oh, please. Here, let's switch parts. I'll show you how it's supposed to sound.
I said, everybody, have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird.
And if that mockingbird don't sing,
she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. If that diamond ring won't shine, it'll surely break this heart of mine. And that's the reason why I keep on telling everybody, saying, yeah, yeah. Whoa, hear me now and understand. She's gonna find me some peace of mind. If that peace of mind won't stay, I'm gonna get myself a better way. I might rise above, I might go below. Ride with the tide and go with the flow. That's the reason why I keep on shouting in your ear saying, yeah, 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 yeah. Mockingbird. Rise above,
I might go
below. Ride with with the tide
yes, and go with the flow.
And that's the reason
that's why
I'm shouting in your ear saying,
Mockingbird. Dylan and Faded.
Oh, dun, baby. Dun,
dun. I liked their skit at the beginning. That was really cute.
It was funny.
Yeah.
I was, like, laughing really hard. I was like, oh, Dylan and Faded.
Oh.
I liked, like, the cute little, like, laugh thingy, like, Dylan did, like, during yeah, the skit. I thought that was so funny.
This was just, like, super adorable. Like, in...
It was.
In general. I was wondering, did you guys think that Faded was, like, kind of doing a voice at some points?
Yeah, she was. Like, this weird, like, nasally thing.
Yeah, that was really weird for me. It wasn't bad. It just was, like, shocking.
It wasn't shocking. It was just a little... Because Dylan was just singing in his normal voice.
Yeah.
And then she was not. So it was weird.
But, like, to the same extent, I was a little bit more interested in what Faded was singing than I was what Dylan was singing. I mean, Dylan had, like, a lower harmony, and his notes in general were more, like, quote-unquote boring than Faded. Like, yeah. Faded had the more interesting part vocally. Yeah. Like, her...
But he sounded more like a person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I was listening to what they were both saying.
I think that their voices, like, blend, like, awesomely together.
And they do.
And I love the melody of the song.
Yeah.
And yet, you both have had awesome energy. Like, Dylan's picked up, like, it started kind of low, and then it picked up, and, like,
yeah, I noticed
in the second half, it was much better in the second half.
Yeah, it was, too. Yeah. I thought Dylan was a little flat at the beginning. Like, not vocally speaking, like, energy-wise, he was a little flat.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But it didn't, like, take away from anything, and, like, Faded was, like, really, really high energy the entire time,
yeah.
So, like, I was fine with
anyone
that.
Anyone would seem flat. Singing with Faded. Like, super hyper. Like, I was picturing Faded as, like, this little hummingbird zipping around, and then Dylan was, like, a toucan or an owl or something.
I pictured them as, like, this, like, old married couple on a porch, like, fighting about mockingbirds or something.
Mockingbirds.
Faded's like, give me a ring, and he's like, I won't. Oh, yeah,
he
and I thought the bear was sleeping. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I liked it, so I don't really have anything. Wait, Dylan told me that they were singing Two is Better Than One, and he lied to me. He lied to my face. I'm offended, Dylan, but since Faded is so awesome, it's all right.
Yeah, Faded makes up for the lies.
The lies. I liked this, though. This was really funny.
I did. I liked it a lot. I love this song now. I want to go look it up. And
it was so funny.
It's a good song, yeah. It was funny, and it was performed well, so yay.
Mm-hmm. By both of them. So, good job.
Good job.
Awesome.
All right. Done.
Done.
Up last, we have Team Turtle and Jeffers.
I remember what you wore on our first day. You came into my life and I thought, hey, you know, this could be something. 'Cause everything you do and words you say, you know that it all takes my breath away. And now I'm left with nothing.
So maybe it's true that I can't live without you. And maybe two is better than one. But there's so much time to figure out the rest of my life, and you've already got me coming undone. And I'm thinking two is better than one.
remember every look upon your face.
The way you roll your eyes, the way you say, you make it hard for breathing.
'Cause when I close my eyes and drift away, I think of you and everything's okay. And finally now believe it,
that maybe it's true that I can't live without you. And maybe two is better than one, but there's so much time to figure out the rest of my life. And you've already got me coming undone. And I'm thinking too is better than one.
I remember what you wore on the first day you came into my life, and I thought, hey,
maybe it's true that I can't live without you. And maybe two is better than one. There's so much time to figure out the rest of my life. And you've already got me coming undone. And I'm thinking, ooh, I can't live without you. 'Cause baby, two is better than one. There's so much time to figure out the rest of my life. But I figured out with all that's said and done, two is better than one. Two is better than one.
Turtle and Jeffers.
Yeah.
Overload of cute.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so, cute song.
It was cute.
A teddy bear and a turtle singing it.
Yeah.
I feel like overall, it was I liked it more on Turtle than I did on Jeffers, first of all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it on Jeffers more because he was more, he was more, like, chill about it, and Turtles was, like, kind of really... a little over the top, in my opinion, but maybe it's because compared to Jeffers, she was so loud, and it completely drowned him out.
Yeah, and I thought Jeffers
the song
had
is
better.
The song is like a chill song, so it's not like you have to belt it out or anything. She was kind of like shouting it.
So. I thought Jeffers had.
I mean, he was flat a lot, but still. What?
I thought Jeffers had better emotion than Turtle did.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that. Definitely, emotion was better. I felt like Turtle was a little strainy at some parts. And then there were, like, moments when Jeffers was off-pitch-wise, like, really off-pitch-wise. And then there were moments when, like, Turtle was really off-pitch-wise. And it was kind of like, I don't know, it was like a mix of, like, weirdness for me.
Yeah, and, like, all the harmonies sounded off to me.
Some of them sounded okay.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear the harmonies because Turtle's was so loud. I could barely hear Jeffers.
Yeah, the Turtles was a lot louder.
I didn't really notice.
And they didn't. They didn't really like sync rhythm wise a lot of times.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think their voices blended as well as they could have.
Really?
At all.
I thought their voices were cute, I just didn't think.
They were cute, but they didn't blend. They didn't match.
They didn't
they didn't have, like, energy together. Like, yeah. It felt like they were two separate singing people two separate singing. Songs, yeah. Yeah, like, singing at the same time. I don't know. Like, Dylan and Faded sounded like they were, like, answering to each other. Like, they were in the same room. But, like, this, like, sounded like it was recorded and then put together, if that makes sense. So. I'm done.
Me too, I guess.
Okay, done.
You.
Results. It was a really quick night tonight because there were only two songs.
Yeah.
But that means four people submitted, so.
You.
You.
So.
What are we yelling about?
All right, so let's see.
So two people get immunity?
Yay.
Yes. Which is super exciting. And tonight's winners are... drumroll. Dylan and Faded.
Woo, yay. Ooh. The performance judges win. Woo.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yay.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Snap.
Oh, chips.
We're so surprised.
we're so surprised.
So surprised.
They were, like, so good. They did really good. So that's the immunity. Dylan and Faded are immune for tomorrow night, meaning that now, since there are 10 people left in the competition, that there are only 7 spots open for tomorrow night. So bring your A game.
A game.
Woo! Tomorrow night's theme is Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, Martina McBride, and Reba.
Reba.
So,
Reba.
We look forward to hearing your entries, and we will catch you all tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night. Good night.